This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York. It is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. There's a great deal of financial uncertainty, whether we have little or much. We wonder how to invest what we have. There are plenty of investment experts with a range of opinions, predictions, and promises. With the uncertainties of the impacts of AI on job markets and oil prices and inflation, there is plenty to make us feel anxious. But let us listen to Jesus and consider his counsel. The Jews of Jesus' day lived with less and had greater uncertainties than we have. Yet Jesus urges them not to be anxious. Instead, they are to seek first the kingdom of God. His investment advice is very different from what many Christian financial advisors might say today. Jesus says, "Don't be so short-sighted. Don't you know that whatever you store up here on earth is subject to theft and rust and decay?" If you wanted to be really savvy about the markets, if you want to know how to invest your money and your strength and all your resources with the greatest return, if you want to have divine guarantees, don't be so fixated on gold or silver or the S&P. Take the longer view. Don't think so much about your retirement on earth and end up neglecting your eternal condition. Jesus says that by our choices on earth, we can store up treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves cannot steal. Isn't it wonderful? Whether we have great wealth or poverty, we can store up great wealth in heaven. The billionaire and the poorest among us may equally seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The wealthy person is tempted to be fixated on his wealth and possessions. The poor person is tempted to be fixated on his scarcity. Jesus gives to all this counsel. Where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Therefore, beware. Do not be anxious for today. Trust God to meet your basic needs. And don't be frozen or exercised by how to invest your worldly wealth. Remember, if your treasure is on earth, that is an indication of your heart's desire. If your treasure is in heaven, you have chosen the wisest of counsel. Your investment is guaranteed by the King of Kings. His treasuries are infinite, and his promissory notes are written in the indelible ink of covenant blood. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York. It is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.